esatto, un po' manetta che non dopo la massima.
Le
cuschie esplode.
Le
cuschie
In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the one who can help them understand that, it's the Spirit of the Father.
But
no one knows the things of God except His Spirit within Him and the Scriptures as they tell us. Thank you for wishing Him that good thing.
Me too,
I wish it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We
thank the Lord for this day once again, which is given us again that we may continue to understand and know Him. And on the same side, we know our enemy, the devil, together with the schemes,
all the
tricks of hindering us to reach where we want to reach. That is our home in heaven. Praise Jesus so much. And we thank God. Right now He fills our lives which are reduced. For He said He came that He may have life in the full.
See, if
it's a jerrycan of 20 liters, it reached 18 liters. It's about to fill and get filled. And then we'll see that it gets filled. Sorry.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our Lord has watched over us. We traveled yesterday to Kalangala.
We've
been on the waters blowing us every side. And in coming back, they have blown a lot on us. Even some we found they had stopped their boats, they could no more move ahead. The waves have been hitting us to move, we move up and we get down. We've been there with Pastor
Julius.
But we've been enjoying the experience.
Yes, He was.
Praise Jesus.
We
had a guarantee of life. And people were worried we had a guarantee. We knew it could never happen that time. We expect to unclothe the body, but not now. And no matter how much the waves blow, we know the lake there, our brethren. We've been enjoying, and the others were really surprised. But the waves have been too much on the waters today. And made us even reach at 3, yet we are supposed to reach at midday.
For
all along, they were stopping the engine and the waves will ride us themselves. But I think God wanted us to experience and enjoy that life. For many times we've never gone that.
But
we come back, we are alive. What has taken us, we finished it. We have tried to go capture video of a certain island because of the major reasons you understand ahead.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we came back well. We thank God. I believe even you two, no one has a problem. Anyone with a problem? If it's finances, God is ready to work on it. Perhaps that's not a problem. But that is a problem. May God meet you. Angel to provide you in need. All that is a problem to us. But may God pass your sight. To pass within your work. To pass in your offspring. To pass in all your needs. So that you can fill them up. Like it did in Acts 4. 38 to 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now He satisfied that church. Right from verse
34.
May He meet you as His church that takes care of you and treats you, that you may not have any more worries. We are moving on with the schemes of the devil.
Unto
God and to His church. And I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. And on our Bible reader. Pastor Robina. We love you all, our listeners. And they will decide to seek God in His holy book. In the holy book, the Bible. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. We
base
here at the full knowledge of God.
Finishing,
we say the full knowledge. The new generation with the full knowledge of God. And it's a national ministry. Not because it's on different medias. But because it's on the media of heavens and earth.
The
gospel we preach is preached to all creations in heavens and earth.
International ministry.
Why this be a national ministry?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Now
we thank the Lord.
Even
though we've come to see the skin of the devil unto God and His church, that we get saved from His enmity.
For
we have a journey heading back to heaven.
And
what we need is much on this way. But because of the skins, the devil
decides
to make many schemes to hinder us to get what we need in this our way.
It
totally hinders never to reach back home. That's our home in heaven. But in
all
after we've been revealed of the schemes,
he's
not going to move on to outwit us.
Taking advantage.
To take advantage over us for our ignorance. Right now we move on with knowledge. And we understand right now the Spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness. And the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we've moved on ahead. We still see the number 666. We first saw the six of which is responsible by the devil and comes from the six twisted spirits where there is the wisdom which is twisted, the understanding which is twisted, the counsel which is false, the power which is not good, the knowledge which is false, and the fear which is not right. And
it
is spoken that they have such fear, they can never enter the kingdom of God. We studied all those spirits. And we saw how the devil makes that first six, which comes out of a pyramid. It's found so much in the Egypt,
and
even on the dollar currency, and in different places.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But when we reached there, we understood that they have that trinity, which is three, which we try to see in Revelation 16, from verses 12 to 14, and we see the evil spirits.
Dragon
comes from the dragon, the devil. Another comes from the beast. On which Jezebel is seated on. From the mouth of the false prophet. And we discovered it. Because the devil of the third cherubim decided to institute and create those three six. But the first one is the one responsible over it. The second, Jezebel seated on that beast. And the third, it's the false prophet. And when they are baptizing you, they baptize you to enter the name of the devil,
Lucifer.
That is Lucifer. And to enter the name of the beast, or the name of Jezebel. That's the
first.
And enter the name of the false prophet.
They
copy the baptism of enter with the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's where the three six come from.
What
we're still seeing those six, we've been seeing the six of Jezebel, the responsibility and the work she does to fulfill that six. Like Revelation 17 says that she's mother of all adulterers, adulterers, people who forsake and abandon God, the one true God, and Christ Jesus is sent, and worship other things, every other adultery of the flesh. She's the one who grabs the children of God,
when
she passes through that adultery, and she gets them from the one true God. And she said that
is
the mother of all abominations, the mother of all abominations of the earth, everything God hates.
Now,
we've been seeing many things until we last saw how she blasphemes the name and she puts an image of Mary to be prayed through, even other saints. Now, in all she moves on to blaspheme, we understood that she blasphemes the temple of the Lord together with the saints of God. This caused us to move on to see the seven heads on which the adultery sits. And these seven heads, today we are heading to be looking onto them in this world. The seven heads, the seven heads of the beast,
there's
the seven hills the adultery sits on. These are the major seats where she bases to be able to rule over the entire world. And when she's on these hills, she can clearly fulfill that number 666, especially the second six. She's seated well on his heels. She moves on to reign. Why we will move to see up to this, according to Revelation 13, verse 6, they tell us these words.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 13 olunyoro omukaga.
Revelation 13 verse 6.
Neyasamya kamwa kayo okuvola Katonda, okuvola erinnya lye, neweema ye, n'abatula mu ggulu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti ensolo eno,
this beast,
Jezebel,
which Jezebel is seated,
obwakabaka bwa Satan,
the kingdom of the devil, it was given a blasphemous mouth to blaspheme God. All that we came to be hearing is to say that she is the mother of God, and she claims that she was the one existing before God after making herself Mary. Praise Jesus. Now, because of that, we saw how they blasphemed God, and we saw how they blasphemed God's name. Where they have changed the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, which has to be prayed through in heavens and earth, to which we repent to. If it's prayer of repentance, we pass through the name of Jesus. Prayer to be given, it's to be in the name of Jesus. Even prayer of warfare, the only name given us where there's salvation, through which we pray
to.
But we saw how she blasphemes. We reach to blaspheme the temple.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You're
going to be seeing many things. For the temple was shifted from being in us, and it got back to the building. Yet God built his temple in 3 days, and he changed it to move within us. Now the beast basing in the Rome, which is known as the Roman Empire, this time it's called the Roman Catholic Church,
it
started to change this church and temple and put it in the building. And they began to blaspheme that the temple of the Lord is this building which is physical. But God moves on to say, we are his temples, and you are temples of my spirit. Praise Jesus. And after to blaspheme the saints who sit within heaven, like you see, Peter has never left a church on earth, but they blaspheme and they say there is a church church of St. Peter,
Saint Paulo,
even of St. Paul,
Saint James Church,
like you see St. James Church, you'll see that the Roman Catholic Church,
Protestant,
the Protestants,
and then Adventist
in
Church,
even in the Adventist churches, who there are buildings to them, the Jehovah's and the others,
we'll
find salvation, we are headed to enter the same thing. And right now we ask, it's gone beyond. For now, you, they had never waited for you to die to become a saint. They hand the church over to you when you're still living on earth. And they said the church of Pastor so and so. And they blaspheme, and the church gets to be built on one gift. Yet it can never stand on one gift. They can call it miracle church, and all of you will be miracle. They can call you victory, and all you get to victory. Yet upon each person there's a different gift. Church is
filled
with different gifts from us ourselves. The body of Christ is not built by one gift or his church. It's built by different gifts. They have been moving to mess that up all over.
Now,
blasphemy the saints has been happening. They who sit in heaven, they're even angels. Like you hear a certain religion claiming that Gabriel came to them and they claim Gabriel. Gabriel who came never knew that Christ is even the Son of God. The other Gabriel,
Gabriel
wasn't the real Gabriel. He himself never knew Jesus the Son of God. The right Gabriel, he proclaimed that Christ was to be born as a Son of God.
And
appears, the Gabriel will appear to them. That is not the real Gabriel. The beast moves on to blaspheme the temple of the Lord, and they will sit in heaven.
It's
what caused us to go see the seven heads on which the adultery sits on. For the first head, it's a spiritual sector.
Spiritual sector over
the spiritual sector. Now in the spiritual we have two aspects. You're going to go to spiritual A and B.
Spiritual false church system.
There is what we call the spiritual false church system. And it appears to be like a church, but it's a false church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The spiritual false church system. It appears like a church. Just like you see people having many religions.
When
we get in the reality of the spiritual church, it would have focused to take people to heaven and to know heaven and how they can get back there and tell them that you are there before. But the system you're going to be seeing existing, it focuses on things of the world. They become politicians in reality. They never tell you things of heaven. Within
their
spiritual powers, you can see that. But it's a great hill they are not seated on. Look as if there was a church, yet it was messed up.
But what way your moyo?
Now there's a spiritual sector.
Wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness. Magic sorcery. The spiritual wickedness, sorcery of the world. Praise Jesus. That is the sorcery which is direct. And you know clear I'm going in a shrine to be witch. You know I'm going to the devil clearly. But the first one is very hard. It appears as if you're worshipping God. And you will be sick as you get explained of them. We've gotten two heads so far. You can put a bracket behind and you put two heads of the beast
oba ensozi bbiri
or two hills.
I want
to first list them clear, then we get to explain them. Praise Jesus. Let me explain, you clearly marked them. In the spiritual sector, there are two things there. The first known as A, it's the spiritual false church system.
Then
the second one is what is called the sorcery, spiritual wickedness. That too is a spiritual system. When you put bracket in right in our head, you call them the two heads of the beast or the two hills on which the adult race is seated.
Oluganda Uganda yange mutuyambeko agenda message. Amuwe kubere oba amukulire ku kyokunywa asubuli nayo okuba obulungi ati mulabika muwa kyayi wampi mwongera mutakula kutabuzi. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Katuyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Then tulina omutu ogwokubiri.
We have the second head.
Ebino byebyobufuzi.
This is the political.
Mutu gwakusatu.
It's the third head. Political sector. You're going to see the drama in here. If you're here, you can even get to cease to have understanding and you forget to support God.
And
here they make leaders do many things and they forget it's God who put them in there. And they see much authority. Some of them showed us an example. It's Nebuchadnezzar. He decided to make him an animal to prove that all along is the one who has been reigning in the kingdom of men, and that the devil may not deceive him. Even another was Pharaoh in the political sector. He condived with the spiritual system which is false, and he too he got many problems.
Many
others we shall move on to see. And in this, God says, if it means to make the nobles mad, it does that. And he says, they reign on his sake, not for their own. But the devil proved to them as how he gives them leadership. And they make much sacrifices. Even others to thank the God in the shrines to thank their gods as they have been successful.
System
he too captured it. And they have a word they use, which he gave them, that the world buys dead bodies. That politics to exist in the world, it exists by people dying. And that without shedding blood, politics can never stand. And they tell you, politics is a dirty game. It's full of unrighteousness, falsehood, bribes, and many other things.
Well,
Jezebel is now working very well. We're sampling you of things we're going to be seeing.
Do
not rush to write all that. You just write the main headings. Trying to tell you what I do that thing and what she does to trouble people. Politics was made a dirty game, and they tell you, if you want to be someone who is not right, you enter politics. It was not supposed to be that. He's the first politician. Never seen him having dirty games in the things. Not even bribing. Although he's reigned all this long, we've never seen unrighteousness in things. But we saw Jezebel is the one who began the things of elections and
asking
and electing when you are plotting something.
Kali tulina omutwe ogwokuna.
Now we have the fourth head.
Ono bamuyita mwami byanfuna.
This is called economic field.
Ono alimu omusajja gwe bakola.
Within which they made a man in
this.
Who is missed most and all of them.
Bamuyita money.
Is called money.
Ono baduka nomuyita defense.
This is why they reached to an extent of calling him a defense. If God never watches over the watchmen, watch in vain.
So
what was missed and troubled mostly in the economic field is called Mr. Money. These days is in the mobile system.
Mr. Money.
with the money in the Airtel mobiles.
Mr. Money.
That one you see,
there
is a demons and sorcery of every type in money.
I don't know
how you enter business and you remain understanding very well. Except when you have the word of God. You can lie.
There's
things like too much interest, which is detestable. Do not lend for much profitings and interest. There are many things in
this.
But the major in this sector is Mr. Money.
Mr. Money,
this money,
it
took away what is called the barter trade.
Barter
trade was the business selling and buying of God.
When
we tried to make exchanges. And what we never had, we gave ours, and they gave us what we never had. But we tried to take our value. Things God put in place, which is financial. And you give out gold, they give you papers which they can burn.
Mr. Money
does that. In him, he has all roots of evil in this business. And when you enter this system, and you're not filled with the word of God, and Jezebel have you in their grip. In the system of financial, you first touch your pocket and see.
And you see,
even when you touch it, the pocket is complaining.
If there
is 20,000
shillings,
every one day, what they have, it will tell them it's not enough. Now, in the financial, that head is also very major,
on
which the adulteress is seated.
If they are in this
business, they can do business under the sea and you wonder. Bring them to the earth as we all follow. Let me tell you the devil.
No, Jezebel, and
Jezebel in this thing. They can make you do business and you never have time to understand God.
And
some of the scriptures of God, they change and say it.
Do business till he comes.
That God say we do business till he comes. That's do business. They twisted that scripture. The scriptures were showing the talents given us. But the spiritual gifts. And they say we trade with them till he comes back. But the others say he gave them money. And he told them do business till he will be coming back. In his promise here he said, he will come when others are selling and others are buying and have got mad. He begins to speak against it. This one says, meaning that. Yes, business is going to be happening. Whatever was valuable, the devil took the value out. If he sells your soul and to show you that it's superior to papers, pack a car of fulls of money.
And
let me give you a car full of money. Sign you've sold your spirit to me. But you know the value of your spirit?
No signing.
And you sign. in exchange.
He
says, what can you exchange for your spirit?
Here,
Jezebel has captured the world.
It
is focusing on business.
Don't
even look aside to see God. Business.
People
in the morning to look for money, I don't know where it got lost from. God said, seek me.
Yes,
the devil says, go look for money. You joke with these things. You don't know how the second six is done. They will write the six physical on you. Things are hard.
He
said here you need wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is the word of God. Understanding is to connect scriptures.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Even in the night, people are looking for money. God to say seek
me.
And the devil says seek for money as you can find it.
And
do not sleep until you die. Don't give up on money. You have to look for it. God says, I love them who love me, they will seek and find me.
These
say, when we fall in love with money, we shall find it. You think they will sleep? When you sleep, the head is in business, in dreams. As God wants to be speaking with you in a dream.
Business,
you are full of business. He even has no way to speak with you. If you seek and search me out properly, you will see me.
We
take money and put it in the detector to see. They think they mixed the up.
Let
people wake up to look for money, not God. Would it have been bad friends to try to connect with money?
Remember
in back, trade things were
great.
We knew in the season we take this and they give us thieves. For God to put us on earth, he didn't put us here to seek for money.
He is
in command in
Acts.
He put us on us to seek him, and we don't need such him. Though he's not far from each of us. We wake up to look for money. He messed this world up. Jezebel says, I have to finish all
their
time. I have to take time from humanity. They don't know why they came on earth. I will request you one thing. God warned you that 100 in heaven and on earth. First connect the portion of heaven. First look for righteousness, the kingdom of God. These I will add them to you. And you prove that the devils, the pagans keep looking for the things. You'll see a path through that you understand.
What
we are going to see in the economic field is what we call no, it fights with kunonya katonda. These are in a serious battling. Even where you sit there, God has tied you there with a rope. But if they are called, they will
be said, deal
which is hot. We can't come for business, have consumed us. What is the system? People seek how it's necessary.
You
know what's called the kingdom of the devil? The kingdom of the beast.
World of darkness.
The world of darkness. The world of darkness. It's total.
But
let's any light to shine in the head. To know how truth has to be.
And
we have the other eight. It's a fifth head. It's a fifth head.
We
call the social. There is another. Which is called the games and sports.
We are
going to be seeing these.
The
social would have been your social relations, how you relate. But this has gone far also. For which we don't remember that we came from heaven. For each one was messed up in the head. Our relationship is that our Father is one in heaven. But right now things I understand they're amazing. For the devil put and divide us in different clans.
Mukigambo cyokoragana ngatwava jyari.
And though God in relations we came from him. And given each person a different gift.
Kizeko kujamba kiri ekirano.
Try to help another gift.
Naye ibyo nastani yabicyafa.
All that the devil messed it up.
Era turaganda yabamukufi kinade n'enkoragande wade no musayo kukwatagana.
It should somehow no relation, not even a blood which connects us. And that we don't have our Father which is God. Now God will be fighting to make us one person.
To
make us children of the household. Therefore moves on to divide the children.
Because
if the children unite again, they will be beginning to seek him. Now the devil put what is called the United Kingdom. But they have united the gods. The small gods. The demons. And they put the UN. They are theirs. And they are the big people in those systems. You'll see that system.
The
social relations, he messed it up totally.
And
each one was given a burial ground where they would be buried. They would never remember their home in heaven. They tell you it's not your home. In his head they do many things within it. Even when we come for fellowship here, at least you look at your neighbor and you say he's a Mudama by tribe. But you fellowship in the same place. At least they put in the things of tribes. You'll find churches that they are for only Western Banyankole.
And
others are for the Rwandese only. They do as if they are worshipping God.
And
the spiritual false church system. For when you come in reality, you must have one faith, and our Lord is one, one baptism, and one hope. That system was messed up all
bit.
He put in place different tribes and clans. Each one was given a totem in their clan. Remember, in the holy priesthood we have to hate sin.
And
now we missed it, said you have other totems in your clans. Remember the totems in our clans, God created them for us to
eat.
At least you end up blaspheming God.
Right.
God created to eat them, you refuse that they are totems to you. When you believe them, you get sick when you eat them. And the devil makes you sick. To prove that you're deeper in that thing.
In games and sports,
now, games and sports we have seen the sixth head. The games and sports comes from the social field also. Now he made his other relations of his.
Games and sports.
These are our games of sports. And he put serious level of sorcery here. They live here when you're beaten demons in the church. And you walk out of fellowship, you support the red devils.
Hey,
you are supporting the red devils.
Vipers,
and the Vipers, the sports club of Uganda. Now that you'll see of the girl who danced naked for the king and insists to have understanding. The girl just that she will open her legs for the king.
Kabaka yamaliza agamba obwakabaka
ngo. King ended the
second. Bwo sabaka ekitundu na
king. King said if you ask half of the kingdom I'll give it to you.
Agamba zina gora abarugira mudda.
The dancing you see on television there is sorcery in them.
Kabaka atete bamusaba nabbi wabendi.
A prophet of God from this king.
Mwayo system.
Mulembe guno gwenjogeriramu. This generation I speak.
Bara muziza abagospel bonna ne baba
marawo. They have wiped away all the gospel artists. Finished them.
Bakuramuza bubi nnyo n'oyimba mu
byabo. They have to fight you until you sing and get on their side.
Atuwaliye abayimba mu hip hop.
They will claim they hear they sing hip hop gospel.
Bwe banakubulira ekigambo ekyo kitegeeza mu Latin.
Hip hop means in Latin.
Malirizo yita sitani buli runaku jangu
mukama
wange
jangu mukama wange master come my master
yes we have
praise Jesus
kale system yo nebera mu ebyo
that system also has that
eranga ebyo mupira mujja kulaba eyandi badde fair game
and football what you would have been a fair game you'll see
akati muzanyo no gwantalo
now it's a game of battles and fighting
eranga guli mu sitani kankano munji
and there's much devil in those games
we muri abambala obugoyo obukuna ma
bote
bali ambala ku burunje
you never clothe well
first even see you never jibulire eri obusizi
same they preach the gospel of the devil to the world
olivu date game obularanga bwagayitano
many other dirty games like the big brother
olwalero mwina kibaita girl power
today you have what they call the girl power
kirina mukanisa
it's even in the church in Uganda
bindi byojola banama zina nga dance heaven
others like b-boy dance heaven b-boy
games and sports
games and sports
sebo balese ne magic mu kanisa
they brought even magic in the church
musaji omu ali awo mukisenge
there is one man
in Uganda
was saying in Uganda
yaleta bakati kazanyikiriza abaja abatambulira ku wire
he brought these drama actors who work on the magicians who work on wires
ati abaleta mu kanisa
he brought them in the church
nebali omuliro simanye neba
and I hear the eight fire
kakati abana bakatundodoti okubalaga magic
yati how dare you show magic to children of God
ndinga kuwe muzanyo kubagenda okulaba
this is the game they're going to be seeing
kitani nateza abantu
emitego the devil has trapped snares
era kutweba zakatonda
and we thank the Lord
wanga atubikulide
he is revealing these schemes to us
in
the name of the Lord Jesus
kwaje
mukama yebazwe
praise Jesus
yentebe waliye kunganira omusumba omu yaleta golola
at entebe there is a synagogue one pastor brought this man called golola a kickboxer
no no mchale yali bali bakamuta go baita bad black
and he brought this woman a socialist in Uganda called bad black
ngaze kubulira nje
and they came to preach in the church
ezo noze misusu wanguli
those are the beasts in this world
akati oyinzo uli lache baita revival band
how you can hear what they call the revival band
ngabali revivinga
wabula in Uganda and they are really revival
ngabali revivinga mirimu ya satan
and they are reviving the works of the devil
olino okuvola na volira dala katonda
and blasphemes God openly
yesu sinze nabbe misumali
jo it's not be stole your nails
wagamba nti babiri basatu ebanakunganira nga woli
you say to through the guy
yenze nina nabana nga bana nitukulaba
I have like four children I've never seen you
no gamba tunaleka nga wakule onayingira
you say when shall
yenze ne wange sicha garau
and you say if you leave a door open you'll enter may I never
omanyo kunde ine bavura
you not blaspheme
e you know ye games and sports
party games and sports
oh ya kulaba ebigirimu
you will see what's in it
buno buzanyo wa Sodom and Gomorrah
these games of Sodom and Gomorrah
ebyo kweba kadensoro
this bestiality
and naba muita games and sports wa satan
called the games and sports of the devil
mube ene munyumirwa bana abawe mura
and enjoy people speaking vulgar
uri akwata game au sibu
another gets a game there
ngagenda kubabulira byakuwe mura
ngamutudde mwasa sibese vulgar you have sat to watch those programs kandoli ndolya yiye
ngoli kulinga bakuwe muloni wali otudde
oulira
obulamu bwa sitani nge
bukusiri life of the devil spreading over you
eje mitwe jola ba mwaiso kujakalanyiza dalili
this is
pastor maroku ba kumetwe je aba mazofugenzi yona
is on those head their reign over the entire world
woona wanakuatira wali
when you get escape this day
kulusozo ulala
on the other hill
kati tulina okwegendereza booluganda.
Be careful, brethren.
Kubanga tulinayo omutwe gwa eristo system.
We have the head of the health system, the seventh head.
Mutwe gwa bulabe nagwo
gwennyini. It's a dangerous head itself.
Bino yasooka n'avuula ebyokuwonya bya Katonda byonna.
This is the first blasphemy, the healing of God, the whole of it.
Tugenda kulaba bwe tuti.
We are going to see like this.
Tujja kulaba waliwo gye tuwandiisa spiritual system ey'okuwonya.
We shall see the spiritual system of healing.
Eyo yagijankananya kati amaanyi ge galuma bulumi bantu bw'aba awonya.
Now the power of the devil is striking pain to people as they heal.
Ajangazi okuwonya.
They come as if they have come to heal.
Naye nga akuwonya ekyo ate nakuteeka k'ekiwundu.
But they heal you of a sickness, they put and inflict another wound upon you.
Kakati bwe tuyingira mu by'eddagala.
When we enter into medicines.
Yakulaka eddagala lyonna lirye.
It showed you that all the medicine of that is of the devil.
Wekazi omuddo gonnambu gwa sitaani.
If you get every grass you claim is of the devil.
Wanji.
We fellowship at Salama in Uganda. At this man of ETM. And he refused all the followers to use herbal medicines. You have to be on Western medicines. Now that too is false. For you see these tablets we use. They too are gotten from those trees. Different animals that they get are different chemicals. But because they modify them with science.
You speak
other wild things in them, you may even stop using them. Like human brain,
waraji,
cocaine is all put in medicine. What I try to say is this.
The
healthy system was captured from our forefathers. And it's
you
when you get grass from the field. And it's of the devil. If it's not, it's not of the devil. But if you get it from there. But now most have made it of the devil and they call it for they attach it to different demons. Now what the
devil
is never made any grass grow. What it does, it tells you go bath yourself in the crossroads and you have undressed yourself there. And now the herbs become to be his. But remember God told Moses, go get the branch of that tree. Put it in the sour water, it will get to be sweet. And it happened like that. There was even an axe which had fallen in the water river.
And he put
the branch of a tree upon the water and the axe came up. Now according to Corinthians, let's use Romans. Romans 8 says that all things work out for the good. And Corinthians says that we know what God freely gives us.
All
things God freely gave them to us. There's no conditions
attached.
Plants, the grass and things like that. Now Satan held on them that they are his.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now another.
Came
on the system of your body.
He
began to capture some parts of all the body. And they began to call it the house of the devil. Or sometimes we tell you, don't eat this for you are his. When he reaches the doctors, they were given wise hearts of which God gave them. Some of them possessed healing and they claimed that ones who heal. Yet there is no healing which comes from the doctors. For they would have healed even the dead bodies.
And
if they have never done that, now they don't heal for the heal of the parts of God he already created.
But
the devil shows them that concerning health, they are responsible over it. There is another system of removing body parts like the heart. Most of the doctors which entered the system of sorcery, they take them under the sea.
And they give it the devils
under them.
Or they connive with men who eat the hearts, human hearts. They are rich men in the Illuminati system. And every day they eat one human heart. You go whether they will give you a human heart at Mulago.
Government don't
most of the parts they cut from the bodies of people and the dead, they don't show us where they take them. You could give them free to people who don't have had a problem. But you go away, they're not there. Cut out the kidneys, we never see them. Most of them enter the sorcery, they eat them. Like the man you had arrested at Entebbe side in Uganda. He has been hitting human hearts. Ask him where he has been getting them from. Most of they work in hospitals, they are the ones doing this. They enter the real system of the devil. Some of them have intercourse with dead bodies. Even others, the devil told them to have intercourse with they are helping to give birth. After they have given birth, you make them faint and you do something to them. We ask government to accept husbands to appear in the labor wards for their white men. For in doing this, care was more. The devil even moves on to exchange people's children. And the given child is going to rather trouble you. If you don't connect, for the blood God has sent a child through has been in another system.
Therefore,
to mess the world and the chaos they do, they don't know where it comes from. Most involves changing children when they are still born. They were not doctors, most are retired. Others claim to be workers in the hospitals. They are there to exchange children. They don't steal children. They just shift children to different parents. They use things of the devil to mess up the world. I don't know whether you, most of you are rightful children where you are. Most of you, they gave birth to you in the hospitals. Go and check your feet, perhaps. If you are well with the family, you are in there. All we are children of God. You can do what you were given. Some of the things can miss. You don't even go for DNA. Leave it. It can mess the entire of you. This was done in Israel when Moses was being given birth to. And the devil himself wanted to strangle the male children. When they discover the child born is going to affect them dangerously, some doctors kill them themselves. All this is in the Bible. I've told you we are introducing what is called the seven heads of the beasts, kingdom of the devil. Therefore, and it's Jezebel, they are finished. We told them their time is up. Others strangle our children, others break their hands, others circumcise our children wrongly and they die intending it. For they have asked them sacrifice, you've taken now your child. They have gone to circumcise your child. Those people have many things they do. I told you how others have intercourse with dead bodies. Even exchanging children is involved in what they do. Others, They pass with demons when they are doctors. But those demons are really trouble people. You've gone to treat you and they put demons in you rather. And you come back when you have demons instead of sickness. Praise Jesus, brethren. There is an issue the apostle has spoken of. That issue concerns Mulago. As I just entered there, my first year, in my course of the doctor, I tried to access the mortuary to enter there. And there they asked you a few things, your ID and your clinical code. When you enter the mortuary, there are those pathologists working on dead bodies. Those who clean the dead bodies and to make postmortem reports. Now we found one man there. He was cutting a dead body. And when he cut, he said he wanted to measure the brains to see the kilograms in it, for that's what they put on the report of postmortem. The kidney, the liver and the kidney, the heart, and they get out of the dead body's different parts. But when it reached the brains, we didn't see him take back the brains in the dead body. He got something like a gauze wire and he put within the head back. And he packed it with his palm. After he covered the head back and he stitched the head back. From that day, I began to be questioned about what's in Mulago. I got so afraid I never went back to the mortuary. And some of the things which threatened me in the doctor field. Now, if they say that night dancers are in the field of doctors, I cannot refuse. I saw it with my eyes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Most of us, the dead bodies we bury, there are no parts of the inside. They already take them and cut them out. If they took those people out to help the ones in need of them,
so
you go to look for them, there are no hearts in stock. How
not
leave now kidding, where do they take them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. All that is like that, brethren. But these seven heads, the devil too was sitting on them when it was still raining. Before he was born in the pits. Now,
because
the authority was given to Jezebel, now Jezebel is still in this mission. Let's briefly read in Revelation 12. Praise the Lord Jesus. All that we've seen of, there are the seven heads on the, which adult race is seated and they base on to reign to fulfill concerning the number 666,
most
has second six, and even the devil,
there
are the same heads on which he was seated on. Praise Jesus.
There
are the hills highly elevated above which he sits to do all things, where he bases to see all nations,
that
puts them under the rulership of the devil.
According
to Revelation 12, we begin from verse 1.
Okubikulirwa sura ya 12 olinyo olusooka. Nakabonera akanene kalabika muggulu, omukazi ng'ayambadde enjuba n'omwezi nga guli wansi w'ebigere bye. Ne ku mutwe gwe nga kuliko engule ey'emmunyeenye 12.
Omukazi ono,
this woman,
baali balaga Maria eyali abaddewo wano ku nsi.
They were showing Mary who was once on earth.
Era nga ono si Jezebel.
And this is not Jezebel.
Wabula ye Maria owaddala.
But this is the real Mary.
Waguru we wali we njuba.
On top of her was the sun.
Enjuba ye mukama wafe.
That sun is the Lord Jesus.
Gwe musana gwe nsi eno.
The light of this world.
Watuulira mu Yokana.
Which we hear in John 1, verse 7 to 10. And there's a light coming to shine in the world. He was in the world, and the world was created by him. They in the world never embraced him. They who embraced him, he gave them right to become God's children. John 8 says, it is in the world, is the light of the world. This is the light we see here. The sun which appeared on top of the woman. This the sun who was in her womb. The light of the world. The 12 stars which were surrounded by the sun.
Or
the crown of his, they are the 12 disciples. Out of comes the light of the Lord Jesus. The 12 disciples see them as the sun rays, which stretch from the sun itself. That's why he told them, you are like the sun of the world.
Be
the greatest light to give them light.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omwezi,
the moon moves on to show us we are coming next to preach the gospel. But in reality,
omwezi, onjuba yewero, yewa, omwezi, omusana.
The sun is what gives the moon its light. That's why the moon was down in the feet. And we see the sun on the head. In reality, scientifically, the moon has no light. But the light you see from the moon, the sun is what flashes on the mirror of the moon. Now, because in the moon, there are ice of rocks. They reflect the light we get because of the sun heating. There is only ice water in the moon. That's why elsewhere you see like a mountain, a woman carrying a child, but those are mountains. Mountains within the moon. The sun directly flashes light in the moon. And we get light from the moon. Under the woman where you see the moon in the feet, it is us we are to be coming. The one we hear in 12:17. That the snake went to attack the offsprings of the woman.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They were holding on God's commands and the witness of the Lord Jesus. What they showed us already happened. Revelation 12:2.
Era ng'ali lubuto, n'akaba ng'alumwa, era ng'abalwa gwala okuzaala. Ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu, era laba, ogusota ogumyufu ogunene, ogulina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kumi. Ne ku mitwe gyagwo gule musanvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Walabika omusota guno ogwedda.
There appear the old serpent,
Satani,
the devil.
Nga
and he had 7 heads and 10 horns. From the olden days, the heads we've seen above, or the 7 hills, the devil to use them to reign over all nations. Now he gave the authority to Jezebel,
the
first fallen angel, to fall and join on the devil after the devil to be imprisoned. Let's move on with you. See?
Kubikulirwe sura ya 12 olunyiriri olwokuna. N'omukira gwazo ne guwalula ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'emmunyeenye ez'omuggulu, ne guzisuula ku nsi, ogusota ne guyimirira mu maaso g'omukazi eyali agenda okuzaala, bw'alizaala gulyoke guliire ddala omwana we. N'azaala omwana w'obulenzi.
Twalaba omusota ogwo.
We saw that serpent.
Gwalabikira mu Farao.
It appeared through Pharaoh.
Ne gulabikira ne Jezebel yali mukyala ne mukawalake.
Appeared in Jezebel in this woman and her daughter.
Ati Yestan yali direct mu Farao.
And the devil was directing Pharaoh.
Mune mukerode.
Herod, King Herod.
Mukiseere ekyo.
In that time.
eyagezaako okulabika nga yeefuula nannyini bwakabaka
okugaba
ng'ayinza
okubugaba
era nga Jezebeli yali butereevu mu mukyala wa gundi wa muganda wa
Kehudo oyo
eyasalawo okusaba omuto gwa
nnabbi
kakati bano baali banoonya omwana ono waazaalira basobole okumulya era nga tumanyi nti mu kiseera ekyo mukama waffe yesu bwe
yazaalibwa
mu Matayo esula ey'okubiri kabaka ono sitaani yamulimu n'asalawo nga okunoonya omwana oyo
okumudda to kill this child.
Now
that day the devil never appeared physically and openly
when he
fought to destroy this child.
But he
was in King Herod.
Jezebel
was straight in the wife of Herod's brother's wife.
And
the devil first destroyed John the Baptist.
Now
the devil began to rise up
in Matthew 2
to seek for this child that they may kill him.
An angel of
the Lord warned Joseph, told him, even the wise men.
He
told the wise men,
don't
go back to tell Herod,
for he's not going
to worship the child, he's wanting to kill him.
And he
told Joseph, take the child to Egypt.
You know,
God is a wise God.
Many times where
you don't expect to put something, this way he puts
it. Now, why
God took Jesus into Egypt?
In
that days, that was the main headquarter of the devil.
But he
never expected that the child is seeking is at his headquarters.
And he
lived in Egypt.
And the
devil is looking for him elsewhere.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Where
you don't expect
something, and
you seek for it, but you don't see it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that,
serpent
to kill the child, hoping.
And
when God saw, when John saw this, he had seen things which had happened
already. That's
why the book of Revelations came showing things which were, which are, and what are going to come.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
he said the child was lifted eventually
and taken on the
throne of his kingship.
We
see Acts how he was lifted. Acts 1:9.
Until 11
was lifted to be taken. All these had
happened.
Many times many are getting confused
concerning
this woman.
And they think
perhaps it's Jezebel.
This is
the real Mary.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What's more, we shall understand it
ahead. But
what I try to show
you is
that the seven hills we've
seen,
right now the adultery seated on them.
Those
hills, the same devil was seated on them in BC
before
he had been captured to be bound. After the beginning of AD,
after
the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus,
the
devil was captured and bound.
All
the authority gave it to Jezebel.
And she
took over these mountains to sit on them.
Many people
seek and say, perhaps the devil is not bound.
When they go
at the devil's headquarters, they find someone seated in his throne.
When
they go in the space, in the stars, they find someone there, they don't tell them rather the right
thing.
And when she speaks with them, she tells them, I'm the devil.
Many times
he calls himself Lucifer.
And
he said that the other God falsely had chosen him.
He is
the good one who gives good things.
And
the other is persecuting and hunting him. And they speak of the Most High God and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Most of them meet how officially most don't know that they are meeting Jezebel. They think they are meeting the devil.
And
no, Jezebel is full of plots. She too never tells them she's not the devil.
For
she knows where the other was pushed. She can't speak. He was imprisoned. And she shows she's the real devil.
That's why
they will see her say, I've met the devil, but it's not the real devil.
No,
he speaks in his authority,
in the power of
in his throne.
They
are the 10 who know that. The first major 10 fallen angels know this.
They
know their real master was bound. There are even fallen angels don't know this of old.
But all are
fallen. They don't know the one on the throne is not the real devil. Foolish deception in the kingdom of the devil.
They
sit in the ocean, Bermuda Triangle. According to
Ezekiel 27,
shall see that. But the devil gave this authority. According to Revelation 13. Let's read from verse
1 to 2. Ne guyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10.
Ndowooza olabye nti omusota guli gwe tulabye.
I think you see the dragon we've seen.
Gubadde n'emitwe 7.
It had 7 heads.
N'amayembe 7.
And the 7 horns.
N'engule 10.
And 10 horns.
No, amayembe 10.
10 horns.
N'engule 10.
And 10 crowns.
Just
as the devil has been the dragon, we've seen the dragon, the devil, 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns. Even the beast,
upon it
we see 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns. I don't know if you understood me here. Already what the devil is using, Jezebel is what he too is using. I've meant like this, that the devil, he had 7 heads. 7 heads, 10 horns, 10 crowns. The beast on which Jezebel is seated, it too appears with 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns. You're going to see how this took the authority of the devil. And you know when she uses these 7 horns, she's more wild. These 7 horns.
Revelation 13 verse 2. N'akamwa kayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo. N'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Owulidde bulungi.
You heard very clear.
Sitaani mwennyini we baali bagenda okumusiba.
The devil himself when was going to be bound.
Yandibadde entebe ye.
What would have been his throne?
Ekoleddwa ensozi zino omusanvu.
It's made of these 7 hills.
Yagiwa Jezebel.
He gave it to Jezebel.
Obuyinza.
The authority.
N'amaanyi gonna.
And all the power. If you reach under the sea,
or
when you go to the kingdom of the stars, where they have their other headquarter, when you meet, you can't think that you've met Jezebel. You may think you've met the devil himself. Many say, I saw the devil, but they have never seen him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We're
going to move on to know these words. The one seated is Jezebel. In all authority. And these 7 hills is the one seated on them. Let's move on.
kubikuliro sura ya 13 olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Revelation 13 verse 3.
Nendaba omutwe gumu ku mitwe gyayo nga gufumitiddwa okufa n'ekiwundu ekyokufa ne kiwona.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wetunaba tulaba ensolo eno.
When you shall see this beast,
bagiyita Roman Empire.
It's called the Roman Empire.
Ensolo eyokuna.
It's the fourth beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omutwe ogumu ku mitwe egyo.
One of the heads on these heads.
Bwafuna ekiwundu.
It got a fatal wound.
Eyo tugiyita spiritual part.
That we call the spiritual part.
Biri eby'omwoyo biwaraba.
The spiritual sector you saw.
Kubanga ate Paulo yayingira nnyo e Roma eyo n'asooka
kyankalanya. Apostle Paul entered Rome and he messed and destroyed every foundation of the devil.
Ebyali eby'omwoyo ne bikyankalanira.
What was spiritual, he messed it up. He overturned it.
Mu kaseera katono.
But in a little moment,
ekiwundu kyawo natujja kulaba.
The wound God healed, we shall see.
Ate engeri gye basooka bumbawo kibumbawo.
And he first molded an image first.
Tebasooka kuleeta nsolo ya ddala.
They did first bring out the real beasts.
Obwakabaka bwa Roma.
The kingdom of Rome.
Called
the Roman Empire.
They brought out
an image called the Roman Catholic.
The
wound of their false spiritual system got healed.
It
got healed, now it is working. But it came when it had put a lot of prickly in it. And it put itself into religion. You see films of adventure. They brought the Roman Catholic, they are using it there.
And
the appearing of the saints. There they used to show them. What kind of films that play that? There are these films with magic so much these days.
I
remember those films. What they act now is what is the Roman Catholic. The appearing of the dead. All that happened there.
And
the chain brought in this system. And they molded an image there. And the wound of the other beast got healed. One of those heads. The spiritual head came back of that beast. And they brought spiritual things which had been faked. And they appeared as if they were worshipping God. Apostle Paul wrote so much of them, but we never understood that. Because of time, we shall end up here.
But in
Revelation 17, verse 9, they tell us this.
Kubikulirwe sura ya 17 olunyoro omwenda.
Revelation 17 verse 9.
Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi.
Amagezi tuwagategeerako.
We understood of wisdom.
Ngagamba.
And he says,
obanga baganya ekigambo
kyange. They have rejected my word.
Magezi kyakalimo.
What wisdom is within them?
Wano we wali ekigambo kya Katonda.
Here is where the word of God is now.
Okugezaako tegeera emitwe egyo.
Try to understand those heads.
Kubikulirwe sura 17 onyoro omwenda.
Revelation 17 verse 9.
Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi zatuddeko.
Emitwe egyo omusanvu.
The seven heads.
Yorabye waggulu gye tuva okuteekawo.
Seen which you put there.
Ebyomwoyo ebyobulimba.
The false spiritual system.
Ebyekkanisa ez'obulimba.
The false churches.
N'ebyomwoyo ebyobulogo.
And the spiritual system of sorcery.
Ebyobufuzi.
The political sector.
Omuli ebyenfuna.
Where there is the economic fields.
Ebyasoso ekoragana.
The social relations.
Mulimu ne games and sports.
Where there is also games and sports.
Mbamu ne ebyomu ebyobulamu.
Even the healthy sector.
Omwenzi.
The adulteries.
Zensozi kwatuddo.
She sits on these mountains.
Yarabira daga abalengera amawanga
gonna. She sees, when she's on them, she can foresee all nations. Like you get the lamp, put it on the mountain to lighten nations.
Sebo kwatuddo kumulisiza amawanga okakulembera.
The adultery sits on these hills to foresee nations
that
see them. They are not physical mountains that you can see them. They have said you need wisdom. Tomorrow we shall begin with that wisdom. And we are explained one by one what hate. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.